Welcome to More Than Likes from Really Layla, where we focus on the social and social media and not just likes. On this podcast, we discuss building community, we reveal how to increase engagement, and bring back the fundamentals of social media. For more episodes, check us out on reallylayla.com. Thanks for joining. Now here's your host, Dr. Layla Sammy.
My name is Layla Sammy, aka Really Layla. Today we're going to be talking about earned versus paid media and the differences between earned versus paid media and the pros and cons of each. So when we talk about internet marketing or social media marketing specifically, it's important to realize the differentiation between earned versus paid media. And there's actually one other part of the earned versus paid media framework that needs to be considered as well, and that is owned media. Now, let's start with owned media, and then after we talk about owned media, we'll get into both earned and paid. Owned media is any type of channel that you own as a brand. So, for instance, your website, that's considered owned media. Your different social media accounts, those are also considered owned media as well. Now, with any type of owned media, you are typically trying to get users to your owned media sites, and trying to get your different account, or sorry, the target audience to your different sites, you would use earned and paid media to drive people to the different owned accounts that you have. So what is earned media? Earned media is any type of channel or any type of tactic you use to drive people to your earned channels. So for instance, you do a social media campaign, but you decide you're not going to put any real marketing dollars to the different campaigns that you run. But what happens is, because people trust your brand, or because people have some type of affinity to your brand, then they start coming to your website or your social media channels, and you're earning their engagement with your site, whether it is actual liking, comments on your different channels, or just driving people to your various owned media sites. Now, that's earned media. Then the other type of media or other type of advertisements you can do is paid advertisements. Now, paid advertisements are Google AdWords or sponsored posts on Twitter and Facebook or sponsored posts on various blog sites, and these are paid media type of advertising. Now, with paid media, again, you're paying for the eyeballs and the impressions or the engagement on your site. So with paid media, the most common type of paid media found on social media is native advertising. And native advertising is, again, when you're paying for people to come to your site based on specific factors that you have defined for your target audience to see your different advertisements. So let's use Facebook as an example. With native advertising, what you do is you put in keywords, specific demographics, specific psychographics of your target audience that you want to target for your paid advertisements. So for still using Facebook as an example, and let's again use another example of sports. You're a sports team and you are trying to get the word out that you have a big sports game coming up. Let's again use the example of baseball, because currently we are in baseball season. So when you're doing any type of paid advertisement on social media and using this native advertising, what you're going to do with your native advertisement, how you're going to actually target the audience, is you can look at specific, again, demographics to define who you're trying to target with your sponsored posts. Now, if you're looking at baseball specifically, you want to use terms that will attract people that are baseball enthusiasts within your area, your specific region. So again, with Facebook advertising, you could put in, for instance, males and females, put in the age demographic, let's say 18 to 40. Then you can put in the area. So if you're from the Chicago area and you're looking into a sports game in the Chicago, baseball game in the Chicago area, you would look for people who were in the Chicago area. So then you could also put geographic area as well. Then more specifically, what you could do with native advertising is find people who like similar baseball teams to the baseball team that you are interested in. So for example, you could target people that like the White Sox, the Red Sox. You could target people that like, for instance, the Kane County Cougars, who is, I believe, a AAA team for baseball, and really look at people that have liked these different pages on Facebook as well. You can go more specific based on keywords, and you can define what keywords that you want to target with people. Another example is for baby products. Now, what happens is on social media, you can also target people based on their marital status. So if you are a baby product company, what you can do is you can target people that just changed their marital status from single or engaged to married. Or you can target just people that are married as well, and then do a paid advertisement for people that are married. Now, specifically looking at the keywords and the different psychographics and demographics of people really makes your sponsored post targeted to exactly the people that you want to see your post versus creating a sponsored post and then hope and then letting everybody see the sponsored post. This really keeps the sponsor post in the native advertising very targeted to exactly who you want to target. Now, the pros of native advertising is that you are just, again, targeting people that you want to target. You have a higher chance of targeting these people and getting these people to your site specifically. Now, the cons with native advertising and paid advertising specifically is that once you do the paid advertising, sometimes the engagement decreases, the people that you're advertising to will like your page or engage with your page, but eventually they might stop engaging with your page and your increase in community size, your growth of community size, your growth of growing your community size will decrease as well. Now with earned media, this is more organic. People will be coming to your site specifically because they found your site, and typically with earned media, you have higher engagement because people come to your site without being advertised to, and they will have to trust your site before they come to your site often. Now with earned media, there are specific tactics that you can use per channel. We will go through a couple in the next couple of weeks, but with earned media, you are really organically growing your presence on social media or to your site. And again, that increases your engagement and your trust and eventually your brand loyalty. The difference is with earned media, you're just posting for everybody to see, number one. And number two, with earned media, it usually takes a lot longer because virality takes a lot longer to actually turn into a viral campaign. So those are just some examples of earned and paid media.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of More Than Likes from Really Layla with your host, Dr. Layla Sammy. We appreciate your listening. Be sure to catch us next week and leave us some comments. And if you haven't done so, find us at reallylayla.social to learn more about our services and join our mailing list. And remember, it's more than just the likes. Until next time.